Semester Self-Check Unit 6. India's Missing Girls.
The film starts like this. In a village in one of India's eastern states, a baby girl is born. Her father, desperate for a boy, drowns the infant in a vat of milk right in front of his neighbors watching the scene. Thank God this is not a true story. It is the plot of the film Matrubhumi, A Nation Without Women, which Time magazine named as one of the best films ever made. The story is set in 2050. The film deals with the long-term social effects of killing female fetuses and newborn babies in India. In India, thousands of female fetuses are killed every year. Increased access to ultrasound technology in every small village allows parents to abort unwanted baby girls. India has lost, on an average, 9,000 women every year, or one woman every hour, due to dowry deaths between 2005 and 2012. The killing of unborn girls in India is driven by the fear of high wedding and dowry costs. Everyone is becoming more and more westernized. Men want expensive clothes. They want the consumer objects, which are constantly advertised on television. A dowry is seen as an easy way to get them, as the wife's parents have to pay for all these things, said Varsha Jha, an official with the Delhi Commission for Women. 63,171 women have been killed in dowry-related incidents from 2005 till 2012. That's a shocking number. An average of one dowry death is reported every 77 minutes, according to the National Crime Record Bureau, and victim support groups say complaints of dowry harassment are rising, fueled by a rising climate of consumerism. Back to the film. The film Matrubhumi shows bleak, male-only villages where residents engage in illegal activities such as human trafficking, gender violence, and bride buying. While male-only villages are not a reality all over India today, the situation in many villages is dreary. In Jind, a wealthy agricultural district, a local group of young men has written to politics to act. They demand that politicians find them brides in exchange for their votes. We not only want politicians to solve the problem of unemployment and female feticide, but also find ways to get bachelors married, says social activist Pawan Kumar. While census data shows that India's overall gender ratio is improving, its child gender ratio is on the decline. Between 1991 and 2011, the country's child gender ratio fell from 945 to 1,000 to 914 to 1,000. More worryingly, thousands of very young girls are killed right after birth in many of India's least developed states, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Rajasthan. Girls are simply disappearing, not so much from feticide as from infanticide. Although the Preconception and Prenatal Diagnostic Techniques Act was passed in 1994 to bring an end to feticide, there is growing concern about its effectiveness. Peter Burns, New Delhi, India.